This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, held a special mass Sunday for the Myanmar community in Italy. He said the people of Myanmar must not despair in the face of evil or allow themselves to be divided. Myanmar's military seized power in a February 1st coup. The coup derailed the country's tentative progress toward full democracy and triggered protests that have been met with a bloody crackdown. Francis visited the Southeast Asian country in 2017. He's repeatedly denounced the coup. He has urged the people of Myanmar not to yield to what he called the logic of hatred and vengeance, nor to compromise their values. He said unity is vital in their struggle. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he is not planning any immediate end to the deadly airstrikes Sunday on Gaza, just hours after his military's jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. In a televised address Sunday, he told the Jewish state that the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time, in his words. Speaking to CBS's Face the Nation television show, Netanyahu said, I hope it won't take too long. The exact quote, sorry, is I hope it won't take long. But he said the end of the attacks was not immediate, despite international efforts to broker a ceasefire and the week-long exchange of missile fire between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu spoke after the deadliest attacks since the devastating war in Gaza in 2014. The Israeli airstrikes targeted a major downtown street of residential buildings and storefronts over a five-minute period after midnight. They flattened two adjacent buildings and another about 50 meters away. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.